Book Zombie presents Curse of Strahd, a spooky adventure for D&D 5th edition. Episode 1, Emotional Support Weapon.
Hello everybody, and welcome to Book Zombie Presents Curse of Strahd. I am Chris, also known as Book Zombie, so I'm going to be your DM for this dark and dangerous journey. I've been playing RPGs for a very long time now, since the early 80s in fact, if you ignore that 35 years in the middle where I hardly played at all. So I've just been getting back into gaming in the last couple of years. First time I've DM'd for some considerable time, so train wrecks ahoy. So let me get our players to introduce themselves. So start with Alton.
Hi, my name's Alton. You can find me on Twitter as at the Sleeping Guard. I am tonight playing a paladin called Semyon Anatov. That's me.
Okay, Josh.
I'm Josh. You can Solgon Sarge. Find me on Twitter at Tessarge. I'll be playing Aramond, the tiefling sorcerer.
Okay, Jane.
I'm Jane. You can find me on Twitter at CellarDoor10. And I am currently playing Cathra Bitteraxe, a dwarven barbarian.
Rick?
I am Rick, obviously. You can find me at Twitter at Bayhome_Moss because I'm a Klingon addict. And I am playing a tiefling druid.
Okay.
Named Lena Random. I forgot that part.
Oh, yes.
She has a name, I promise.
Caius.
Kaya, yes, I'm Caius Wickersham. You can find me on Discord under the same name and on Twitter under D. Talvinhar. I am playing Darius Talvinhar, human monk.
Okay. And last but not least, Penny.
Hello, I'm Penny Hill. I'm on Twitter as Pensky. And I am playing Marmoset Quince, a human ranger.
Okay. So that's our merry band of adventure. How long they'll be merry for remains to be seen. So we are going to be playing the Adventure Curse of Strahd, a story of dark deeds and loss and death and vampires and werewolves and other supernatural things. So cheery and upbeat, really. Okay, so
we'll find a way to make it silly.
I believe in you. Okay, so this is our first session, as no doubt have gathered. So there'll be probably a certain amount of people finding their feet, especially me. But with no further ado, we shall get going. So you're on the road to local city. You meet on that road. You do not previously know each other at all. You have never met before. But in a spirit of friendship and companionship on the road, you have decided to take the last stage of your journey together. It is night and you are setting up camp. Is anything anybody particularly wants to do before going to sleep this evening?
Well, I could look for some food. Have we eaten? Does anyone want me? I can go rustle up some stuff, especially what kind of terrain are we in? Are we in a forest? I mean, presumably we're on a road.
You're in a forest. You're in a woodland path going through a forest. So it's reasonably well travelled, but it's more of a kind. It's not a road as such. It's more a forest path. You know that once you leave the path, you will be joining a main road into town.
I'd like some food.
Okay. Anybody interested in coming with me? I do a little bit of gathering. Or shall I just quest out by myself?
Fear not. I will stand by your side.
If you need protection, I can come.
I think, given that I'm a bit... Okay, I'm a bit of a weedy character. Well, to look at any rate. That would be much appreciated.
Sure.
So, I'm wondering, is there a river nearby?
You're not... there's a river about sort of quarter of a mile.
Okay, I'm
close enough you can hear it.
I'm going to go to the river and try fishing, because I did hold on to my fishing tackle.
Okay. Jokes just write themselves.
No, not that kind of fact.
Start that already.
no innuendo. I didn't mean that at all.
I'm sure.
Okay, I think that's probably most appropriately a nature roll, I would suggest.
Okay, so what have I just done? Sorry, I have a single screen and I'm trying to see both things at once.
Okay. Yep, it's you rolled an 18, love.
Oh, thanks. I haven't got that far enough down.
I point out, by the way, for any new listeners, that when I refer to Penny as love, it's not because I'm over familiar with people. Penny is actually my wife, so just in case anybody's worried. Okay, so you rolled an 18, so you have no real problem finding fish to eat for the party.
Excellent. Okay. So if we bring our fish back to the group.
While you were gone, I started a fire.
Excellent.
Excellent.
I'm reading a book.
And I'm going to be meditating, probably.
As we're walking along and, like, I'm, helping to protect her while she's fishing, like, you notice I'm extremely on edge, like, looking around constantly, like, convinced that there are threats everywhere.
Calm down now. It's only trees.
Oh, I heard something over there, kind of thing. But this gigantic axe that is taller than I am, I'm sure, as a dwarf.
Fabulous.
Okay. Well, you return, despite your paranoia, you return to the campsite with no real problems. It's now starting to get fairly dark.
Okay, well, I've gutted the fish, and due to my excellent outdoor cooking skills, have been roasting them on a flat stone in that lovely fire. Still confused as to why I can't see my rolls in the screen, but never mind. Yep, so dinner and a movie, anyone? I mean, dinner.
Okay.
Does everyone want fish? Yeah. Too late if you don't.
If you don't want fish, you find your own food.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's a quiet evening in the woods. There doesn't seem any immediate threat. Night is falling, mist is coming in. So are you all going to sleep together? I didn't mean it like that. Are you all going to sleep at the same time? Or are you setting up any sort of guard?
Setting up guard. I mean, it's the proper thing to do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm up for first. And then I'm... So how many of us can take a watch? Because I'd like some sleep tonight.
I can take a watch.
I can take a watch.
Yeah.
I can do a couple hours.
I could help if needed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's brilliant, because that means if we just do an hour and a half each, then we'll get quite a lot of sleep. Brilliant. Okay. I've backseat first. Okay.
Second.
Third.
I don't care. Somebody wake me up.
Yeah, just wake me when you're ready. I'm good.
So who's... Quick question. Who's on last watch?
Me. What have I done?
Not me.
So you have... You're sleeping, you've had a fairly uneventful night so far. Everyone who is taking a watch has taken their watch, and nothing particularly untoward's happened. So, Semyon, you are taking the watch. You can see it's starting to head towards dawn, but you just find that despite your best judgment and your experience, you're really, really struggling to stay with it. You're a little bit relaxed, there hasn't been any sign of any issue. Troubles at all, so you find yourself irresistibly just drifting off to sleep slightly.
What? A soldier? I think not.
Not for very long, but
not me.
I think.
Damn.
No, you cannot help yourself, despite your best efforts. You're just gradually drift off. Maybe not for terribly long, because you are, you know, like to consider yourself a professional. But despite all your best efforts, you do drift. And you wake up with a start. About half an hour later, you look around, and the fog has come down heavily on the area. Can you make me a perception?
Perception. Yep. 11.
I'm gonna actually give you the advantage on that one. You're not sure, but you notice something slightly odd. You get this slight impression that the trees around you are not the same trees as they were when you...
Oh, my.
No, that's just silly. We're still on the path, aren't we?
Yes, you still appear to be on the path.
Just the fog. Trick of the light. It's fine.
But you just have this nagging feeling that something slightly unfamiliar, but so given your perception role, there's something nagging at the edge of your mind. Something doesn't look quite right. What are you going to do?
Who's the nearest person to me asleep?
I don't know. Who is nearest?
I'll volunteer. Right.
Okay, Lena.
Okay, so I go over and tap Lena with my foot and go, that tree over there. Was that there last night?
How am I supposed to remember? Sleep in my eyes. I don't know. Do I notice? Should I roll perception?
Yeah, roll perception. Yeah, 18. So yes, you definitely notice that the trees around you don't seem to be the same as the trees there when you...
Okay.
It's almost like somebody has just lifted your whole camp up and moved it somewhere else.
I do believe you're right. It doesn't seem to be the same. I'm sure?
Good.
Should we wake up the other camp members and see what they make of this situation?
I go around and start poking people.
Poke.
Okay. I'm awake. I'm always awake.
I'm sorry, I meant nothing by it.
Who goes there?
She does. Her.
What's wrong?
Our dear friend and I have noticed is that our camp seems to have been moved.
Okay. Blimey.
Must have been the trees. The trees must have moved.
That makes more sense.
Trees do not move.
I've heard some weird superstitions, but this is a new one.
They don't normally do that. Hey. Hang on a minute. I don't see the tracks where we went to the river last came back again. Do I? Or do I need to roll nature or perception or something for that?
Roll a perception.
I still can't see what I'm rolling. Okay.
Yep, you do notice. It's a 16. That's really weird. What am I not seeing? You sure you've got the scroll bar right down to...
Well, I've only got one scroll bar. I haven't got the scroll bar on the other edge.
Oh, that's weird.
I can't get to it.
What now?
So I can see Rick's roll of 10, but that's...
Being Rick's roll.
The last thing I can see. I've been Rick rolled. Yes.
Yes. Stop. I'm sorry, I couldn't let that one pass.
There it is. Okay, it's off the edge of my screen. I can now see myself. Right, brilliant. Yes, I rolled a 16.
Okay.
I know that.
So... So, yes, you notice that the footpaths down, the tracks down to the river have completely disappeared. Yeah. And the fog is still hanging around. You really can't see a great distance around you at all. The fog has really closed in.
Hmm. Can we still see the footpath?
Yes, you can see the footpath under your feet, but you're only seeing about 15 feet of you.
What was the moon situation, DM? In where we were.
Cripes, DM.
Just so you know, Kath will always know what the moon situation
is. Yes, for obvious reasons.
That will always be something she cares about, so for just reasons. Beware.
Good question. New moon.
Okay. Well, it seems as dark here as it was there.
Okay, so... No, it was actually a new moon, so there was no moon.
I'm going to reach into my monster hunter pack and pull out my holy symbol. I don't know what it is, but it is a holy symbol, and I'm holding it in front of me.
Sorry.
Penny, are you doing something on screen that I can't see?
What do you think I'd do if someone said holy symbol? I went...
Sorry, your vocals dropped off then for a second. Did you shake it to make sure and see whether it's working?
I turn to... Sorry, Rick, what is your...
Lena.
I turn to Lena and I'm like, that won't help you. And then I pick up my... Like, in the same way that Han Solo is like, you need a good blaster by your side. He's like, ooh, that won't help you. And she grabs her axe and goes out to sort of the edge and starts to do like a patrol around the edge of the camp.
Yes, that would be helpful.
Let us know if you find anything with a scream.
That would be one way of letting us know. Perhaps. Maybe.
It's quiet. The fog, as it always does, has dampened sound down a lot. So, you know, even the normal sounds of the forest are quieter than they'd normally be. But there's nothing immediately around to focus on, to draw attention to. So what are y'all going to do?
Do we want to pack up camp and do the carry on down the... Even though we're... Do we want to hold tight, get some more fire and see if the fog lifts later?
Traveling in the fog sounds bad.
Yes.
I would prefer if we would probably just stay here for just a little bit longer.
I like that idea.
Okay. Which one? Yes. There were two.
The latter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're just going to sort of sit where you are for the moment.
We should finish our rest.
How are we doing for fire?
Do we have a fire going overnight?
Of course we do.
How are we doing for firewood?
For goodness sake. We cooked on it. We banked it down for the night.
Why would you do that? That only draws threats towards us.
Because it's much easier than trying to light one.
And it's warmer. It's, you know.
Yeah, for those that need to be warm, it's warmer.
Cass did not keep the fire going on her watch. She put it out.
Okay.
I didn't even notice.
No wonder it felt chilly.
Ah. Okay, so our options are to stay here by this...
No wonder it was so dark. Gosh.
Burnt out fire. Try and relight it and the rest of it. Or move on. Now that, given that those are our options, what do we want to do?
I've got an oil skin.
Well, you got acne? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I've got oily skin.
I've got flint and tinder, tinderbox. So, let's try restarting the fire.
I want to restart the fire.
Restart the fire. Do you need us to be particularly dexterous for that, or shall we...
No, I assume that lighting a fire under normal circumstances is quite with capability.
I'm glad.
At least one of you should be able to light a fire. There are
six. Okay.
Kath just grumbles under her breath in the corner, like stupid humans that can't see at night.
It's not for sight, it's for, you know, warmth and, I don't know, food. If we bring food, that kind of... I'm going to read my book.
Yeah.
I have dark vision, okay?
I point out that of the six of you, I think there are only actually two humans.
Toughen up. Toughen up, kids.
Who's the other one?
Me.
Is it?
Yes.
Simeon. Sorry, who said me? I was looking down.
Yeah.
Ah, Caius, also human. Hey, fellow human.
Caius.
Yes, so we've got two tiefling, two humans, a dwarf, and a half-elf.
Yep, that's me.
Is Erimon the half-elf?
Yeah.
Lost track of Erimon.
Nice.
Oh, Semyon's the half-elf. Yeah, right.
Okay, so you've lit the fire. What are you...
Sit very close to it.
Cap stays away from it.
Yep. With my holy symbol. I have my back to it, and I'm just kind of warming my back and looking out into the fog to see what I can see.
Sit with my back to it, staring into the fog.
Well, you sit there watching the fog. Nothing appears out of the fog. There are no more sounds, but there's absolutely no sign of that even being on the same planet as moving at all. It looks as though it's set in there for the duration.
Anybody got a pack of cards?
Got some dice.
Dice. Okay, so you sat around. How long are you sitting around watching the fog and getting more stressed as time goes by and it refuses to lift?
2 hours.
Yeah, a few hours. How long until dawn?
It's already dawn.
Yeah.
So it was the last watch when Semyon vaguely noticed a problem.
That's what I thought. I just wasn't sure. For a few hours until the fire starts to die down again.
Okay. There appears to be no changes to the weather conditions. It's still every bit as foggy as it was when you first got up in the morning.
We're sitting ducks here. Let's get a move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually agree with you.
If you say so. I'll put my book away and pack up.
Okay. So you're...
No, I wasn't talking to you. You can just go away now. You know what? This is just ridiculous.
Sorry? What was... What?
That was an OOC.
Who are you talking to?
Was it out of character? I'm actually not sure. No, I didn't think it was. Yeah, it seemed like it was in character. Yeah.
I was very confused because I know there are other people.
Oh, that's
Lena, who were you talking to?
No one.
I do that too.
It doesn't matter. It's
any other answer would be better than no one.
Yes.
It was...
Okay, so you have packed up camp. What are you doing? Are you carrying on heading down the road?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's head in that direction. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to take the rear and just kind of try and keep an eye out behind us.
Okay. So
I'll go in the front. Okay. Or Semyon and I can be in the front, whatever.
No, that's fine. You take the lead.
Fine. You can come too.
If you insist.
I've put my holy symbol away, and I'm now clutching my quarterstaff.
What for? As a weapon or for comfort?
Both. As a comfort weapon.
I've got an emotional support weapon.
It's wearing a little vest and everything.
Comfort for some, discomfort for others.
Okay, so as you carry on, the fog seems to kind of keep with you, as fog so often does. So it sort of clears a little in front of you, but comes in equally darkly behind you.
How far can we see?
Yeah, it's about 15 feet. So it's heavy fog.
Okay.
You know, I'm beginning to think there's something not entirely natural about this fog. Now, I don't know much about magic, but I reckon that's not entirely natural.
Well, it's not just me then.
I can check if it's not I can check if it's natural or not. But can anyone do any of that fancy magic-y quality stuff?
No.
With that,
I can.
I will go ahead and cast detect magic. Just pop that out there, just for...
Yep. Well, you cast your detect magic, and you do get a that definite sense that there is magic, but it's like it's all around you, that you can't pinpoint it. There's no particular source, almost as if the fog itself surrounds you, imbued with its own magic.
I believe it is magic everywhere, all around us.
Great.
Do you feel it in your fingers and your toes?
Do you feel it in your fingers? Do you feel it in your toes?
Or in the sense that this whole fog is magical.
Great.
I believe the fog might be magical, possibly.
That would make sense.
So not natural then.
Usually not. No.
Keep your wits about you, everybody.
So, as you come out of the forest, the path goes through some fairly ratty looking fields. There are crops growing, but they look as if they're starved for lots of for their sort of natural resource. They're kind of stumpy, and it looks as though it's a land that nothing really starts to grow terribly well.
Mm.
It's probably enough to keep people alive, but they're not going to be throwing any parties over the harvest. And as you continue to follow the road down, you can hear just in the distance the gentle sound of a flowing river.
Fish for tea again, anyone?
Was there a river in the town we were on? Are we nearly there?
Are we really there yet?
Nothing looks familiar. It wouldn't take much thinking to give you the suspicion that the road you're following right now is not the road that you were on when you went to sleep the night before. Everything looks just slightly wrong.
Hang on.
This all looks slightly wrong.
Oh, hang on. Have we gone left the forest path?
We're still following the path, but the path is now going through some fields.
I've traveled this road before. This isn't where it ends.
I don't like it.
Ew.
You may have traveled the road before, but this is not the road that you've traveled.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Man.
This isn't where this road goes.
Well, clearly it is, because that's where we are.
Okay.
Does anyone have any idea where are we then?
As you come out of the forest, you find there's you come across a set of gates. The fog spills out of the forest to swallow up the road behind you. Ahead, jutting from the impenetrable woods on both sides of the road, high stone buttresses looming grey in the fog. Huge iron gates hang on the stonework. Dew clings with cold tenacity to the rusted bars. Two headless statues of armed guardians flank the gates, their heads now lying among the weeds at their feet. They greet you only with silence.
Someone's not been maintaining their gates.
No. These have been here a while, if the heads have fallen off.
Can I take a look at the stone and see if I can tell like what style might have made these?
Sure.
Etc. And I would particularly like to use my racial trait, stone cunning, in which I have expertise in the history skill if it's related to stonework.
As you approach the gates to examine, the gates creak open.
Ooh!
Seemingly of their own accord.
Automatic gates, that's convenient.
I mean, obviously you can't see the guy in the forest who's just got a little hand set. Sake, it's supposed to open.
Is there a big long piece of string? Should we roll for string?
Do I get a vibe from the stonework at all?
It's old.
Can I tell if it's like dwarven style, elven style, anything like that?
It seems human.
Okay.
Can I check the statues? See if I recognise the uniforms that are on the statues.
Sure.
History?
Yeah, history sounds good.
Oh, God. No, that was a bad choice. Anyway, never mind.
Yep, it doesn't seem at all familiar to you. In fact, you're not even sure what race the statues belong to with that role.
Yeah, this is definitely weird.
I want to go up to one of the heads on the ground and start whispering to it.
I shuffle away from Lena.
Tell me your secrets. What lies beyond these gates? Tell me.
I start shuffling
you
away.
You can speak the stone.
Not necessarily. Not all the time. I can speak to it. It doesn't always speak back.
Some of my ancestors could do that too. Yep.
Lena, would you like to roll a perception?
I would love to.
Whoa!
Woo!
Woo!
Not pretty on perception.
Nat 20.
Well, with that natural roll, they don't talk back.
Oh, that's so sad. I was just, you know, just checking, and I walk away towards the gate.
Yes, that's normally what stones are. They're silent.
That's just because you don't know how to talk to stone.
What now?
My family knows how to talk to stone and ore.
Right, you're the are able to persuade it into shape.
Oh, you're one of those. Yeah, her tribe, they don't even to shape the stone. They just look at it and it shapes itself all around.
Depends on the look you give it.
Fear of consequences.
Okay, so there's nothing really helpful to be discerned from the stones.
Yeah.
Darn.
Is there a fence?
The gate is now open.
Are there any signs around the like the wall or close to the gates or anything like that?
Nothing immediately, no. Nothing obvious.
Can we see anything past the gate? Or is the fog just covering everything?
The fog is just covering anything beyond, you know, it's kind of lifted a little in now, but there's still nothing very much to be seen, just a dirt path carrying on from a dirt road carrying on.
I guess we gotta go in here.
Which brings me back to my question. Is there actually a vent, or is it just a gate on the...
It's just a gate set into... So the pillars are kind of set to woods on either side. The woods at this point are pretty impenetrable. So it kind of... They're acting as a natural barrier, and then the gate is showing the rest of the... Is covering the rest of the road. Or it was until the gates opened in front of you.
I walk through.
Yep, I'll go through.
Okay.
Axe at the ready.
Okay.
I'm following Semyon.
Yeah. I'll follow him.
I bring up the rear.
I'll follow cautiously. Backwards. I'm walking backwards.
For Christmas?
Along the Irish Sea?
Yes. What?
We will apologize in advance for any other goon show joke. It's fine.
For any what?
Goon show joke.
Goon show?
Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what goon show jokes.
Is that another British thing?
It is, yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Famous 1950s long-running radio show.
Google it later.
Oh, yes. Got it, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Figured.
Got it. I thought you were talking about the Goonies, and I was like, that has nothing to do with this.
They had a hit single called I'm Walking Back for Christmas.
As I have never seen the Goonies, I think...
What?
We've slight.
The movie The Goonies is very much like watching a D&D group make decisions. They're mostly bad very decisions.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're trying to... I've only ever seen D&D groups make sensible, well-thought-out decisions.
Like dropping buildings on each other.
I definitely have no idea what you're referring to.
Yeah, when was that, dear?
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay, so you are carrying along the road, and you see the first signs of something else in the distance. Tall shapes loom out of the dense fog that surrounds everything. The muddy ground underfoot gives way to slick, wet cobblestones. The tall shapes become recognisable village dwellings. The windows of each house stare out from pools of darkness. No sound cuts the silence, except for mournful sobbing that echoes through the streets from a distance.
Okay.
Is this one person sobbing, or is this multiple people sobbing?
You can't really tell. It's just kind of there somewhere in the distance.
I have my axe at the ready as I continue.
Careful now, we're in time.
Yeah. Public mourning, I would say. Death has happened here.
How did you know that?
As you... You're playing D&D, there's always death somewhere.
All right, hedging his pants. Right.
Death is inevitable. Those that it comes for early are the lucky ones.
Mors certa, ors incerta.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds impressive. Oh, okay. Moving on.
It could be the name of my next band.
So,
I unship my longbow and get it. I'm feeling a bit nervous.
Everyone, calm down. We're in town. This is civilization. We'll be fine.
Is it civilization, though? Just because it's a village doesn't mean it's civilization.
Bad things happen in cities, too.
Yeah.
It's too big. Too many houses. You should be able to see beyond the last house at all times.
Tall houses surround you, as dark as tombstones. Nestled amongst these solemn buildings are a handful of closed-up shops. Even the tavern is shut tight.
That's so sad.
Yes.
You hear a soft whimpering noise. And when you look in the direction of the noise, you see a pair of children stand in the middle of the otherwise lifeless street.
Humans?
They look to be human from what you can see. There's a girl who looks, you know, as if she might be sort of around 9 or 10, dressed in solemn clothing, but with the tattered remnants of a red cape. With her is a younger boy, maybe around 7. It's him that is making the weeping noise, and he is clutching a stuffed doll. The girl is trying to quiet him.
I will go up to them cautiously and say, "My dears, what seems to be the problem?"
The girl manages to get the boy to be quiet, and then she turns and points to a tall brick row house that's seen better days. Its windows are dark. It has a gated portico on the ground floor, and the rusty gate is slightly ajar. The houses on either side are abandoned, their windows and doors boarded up. There's a monster in our house!
Monster.
I say.
Do you know?
Monster.
Cass' face kind of darkens. Do you know this monster?
We don't. We've never seen it. We've just heard it growling. Yes, you don't know what it looks like. You've just heard its terrible howls.
Yes, right. I heard that. See one.
No, it's definitely there. There is definitely a monster. Our parents warned us about it.
Has it attacked anyone?
It's probably just a wind. Come on. The kids.
The parents are trapped in the house. They told us to leave and they pushed us out of the door, but...
Highly irresponsible parenting, if you ask me. I mean, come on.
Where are your parents now?
They never came out. And our little baby brother is still in the nursery as well. Please, please, is there something you can do to help?
We should go see what this is.
Are you sure they didn't just want a little bit of private time?
Yeah, my parents used to throw me out to play all the time.
Going on in there.
I'm so sorry.
Yes. And there would be a loud thumping. And frankly, my parents were never that obfuscatory about what they were doing.
I feel that you've maybe shared too much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a medieval time. People were a lot more frank about it.
They only had so many rooms. Okay. I think we should take a look in there, see what the problem is.
Okay. Oh dear.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a medium length terrace. All you can really see is the entrance to the house in front of you and the boarded up houses on either side.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well,
just to be clear here, we're considering breaking into somebody's house because their kids heard a weird noise? Is that really what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
We're considering protecting these children from a monster.
Because the parents told them to go outside and play.
They come in all shapes, sizes, and locations. Yes.
I didn't say they told them to go outside and play. I just told them that they pushed them out of the house.
Yeah.
We could always knock.
Or pushed out. So something's out, and they definitely were not playing. They definitely are scared of something.
Okay.
Or we could just knock, just in case.
Yeah.
I'll knock.
And alert the monster to our presence.
I was going to suggest circling around.
I think Simeon and I are like, all right, let's do this.
I'm probably already up knocking.
I am the one who knocks.
Looking for a doorbell. Yeah. Come on. Dum, dum, dum. Hello.
Housekeeping.
Your kids are wandering the streets. Come on. Right.
There is no response.
Anybody? Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, I'm going to make a circle of the house, see if there's like a window.
It's a terrace.
Oh, the terrace. Okay.
But there's a boarded up house on either side. We want to try breaking into one of the houses.
Why would we not just open this door? Is it locked?
Well, that's a good point. Didn't think of that.
Right, we will try all the other doors.
Let's break into this house. We'll go into every other house except this one.
That's what I was going to do.
Can you open the door?
So are you going to the entrance of the house or are you trying the houses?
Okay, yeah, this one.
No, we're not breaking into any more houses than we absolutely have to. Yeah. So I'm just going to try the door handle and see if it's locked.
So the door is, it's a large pair of oaken doors. There mm-hmm. are oil lamps hanging by rails on either side of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the door is not locked and opens into a foyer.
I turn around to the kids and say, the door's wide open, you can just go in.
But Mummy and Daddy made us promise we wouldn't go back in, and we're not going back in while there's a monster in there.
What will our daring adventurers find in the mysterious mist-shrouded house? Will there be a monster in the basement, or are the parents just sending the children out for some private time? There may be answers in the next episode of Curse of Strahd. Book Zombie presents Curse of Strahd, starred Caius as Darius Talvinar, Penny as Marmoset Quince, Rick as Lena Random, Jane as Cathra Bitterax, Alton as Semyon Anatov, and Josh as Eremon. The DM was Chris Book Zombie Hill. Music and artwork was by The Sleeping God. This was a Book Zombie Presents production.